Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I am so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Well, as you know, November is Diabetes Awareness Month. And as I've mentioned before, about 26 million Americans, young and old, have diabetes, all forms of diabetes. And many millions of Americans are at risk for developing type 2 diabetes. They might have a family history of diabetes. They might carry a little extra weight in the tummy region. So it sure would be nice to prevent diabetes in the first place because it has so many health consequences, especially if it is not well controlled. Now, a recent public health study from Helsinki has provided some insight into diabetes prevention. And it's a little bit different because it talks about some specific foods that would be good to have in your diet. And it seems the answer are foods that are really high in antioxidant vitamins. So I'd like to fill you in on this study because if you're at risk for diabetes, if it's in your family history, if you're one of the 80 million with pre-diabetes, you ought to take note here because there are some cool tips. First of all, the study found that food sources with carotenoids, that's a protective nutrient that's in certain produce, fruits and vegetables, it seemed to reduce the risk for developing diabetes. Now, we're talking just type 2 diabetes. So these are some of the foods that are really high in carotenoids, and they're marked by their color, and that means they're intense in color. And when I say intense in color, it means it has color all the way through. So like an apple has color on the outside, right, with a peel, but the inside is very pale. So these are not good sources of carotenoids. Orangey foods that are high in carotenoids include, you're going to know these, carrots, sweet potatoes, apricots, cantaloupe. Get my drift? They're colorful all the way through, not just the peel, but the inside pulp. So in the red department, tomatoes and raspberries and strawberries and watermelon. For green foods, it would be spinach and broccoli, other greens, of course, and also kiwi if you look into the fruit area. Purple would be the really, really dark purple plums and really dark purple grapes and also blackberries that are really very deep and intense in color, right? And the blueberries. So anything very colorful seems to be protective. And I think it would make sense to have at least one or two servings of these foods a day if you can, versus infrequently, which is what most people do. So, for example, if you're thinking between a dinner time having potatoes, you might lean towards sweet potatoes versus white potato. Or at breakfast, if you're thinking about what to put on your cereal or what to stir into your yogurt, instead of having just banana slices, which are pale in color, you might put a scoop of frozen blueberries or raspberries or blackberries. Okay, the second part to the study, which I thought was kind of interesting, gets off the carotenoid piece, was that good food sources of vitamin E seem to offer some protection from developing type 2 diabetes. So these are the primary food sources of E. It was not in the form of a supplement, so it would need to be through the diet. There are certain oils or fats that are high in vitamin E. That typically is where you find them. So safflower and sunflower oils, as well as sunflower seeds, almonds and peanuts are really high in vitamin E, and of course, almond butter and peanut butter. So again, think of how you might just comfortably put those into your diet, not medicinally do it, like I'll just, you know, chug down a tablespoon of safflower oil every day. You want to really make it comfortable and kind of fun way to get these in. So you might stir some peanut butter into your oatmeal or have an almond butter sandwich at lunchtime or on your salad at night, put slivered almonds and sunflower seeds. You know, how easy is that? Or you might make your salad dressing with safflower or sunflower oils. Just really comfortably put some of these oil-containing vitamin E-containing food sources into your diet. So talk it over with your family, too. If you have children and everybody's at risk for type 2 diabetes, this might be a nice learning activity so that they can find out, you know, why we're doing a little bit more of some of these colorful foods and why are we having a few more of these different oils and seeds and nut butters in the diet. You might make it a challenge with the children to think of a different color of the rainbow, and then next time you go grocery shopping with them, they get to choose all the orange-colored foods like orange peppers and oranges, and then you all can think of different menus and recipes that would incorporate those particular foods that you brought home. It can just be a really fun and healthy learning experience. So, just a reminder, if you're at risk for diabetes or if you have prediabetes, to pay attention, of course, to a lot of things about your diet, regular exercise, staying lean, but to give a little bit focus to the very colorful produce and good food sources of vitamin E. Well, that's it for today. Now, just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook, too, at Rita Smith, Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kind of boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stain red from all the truth that I've said. Come by it on.